and welcome to the SEO podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. My name is Chris Burris, owner of eWeb Results.
My name is Matt Bertram, the Alabama Killers.
Woo! The Alabama Killers. So are you guys supposed to win or are you guys not supposed to?
No.
Okay. I heard some conversation in our meeting earlier, the side conversation, which was, I'm just hoping we get out like with a couple point deficit. Welcome to the podcast. This is podcast number 390. Wait a minute. This is 391. Can you take care of that, Matt?
Boom.
All right. 391. Welcome to another fun-filled edition of our podcast. As always, we have a tip from our previous podcast, and that tip is...
Just use YouTube. Use YouTube.
Our last podcast was on YouTube, and you need to use YouTube because it's a way to engage your customers and to piggyback off of the tip that we kind of got rid of. Make sure you're engaging with your customers on YouTube through the entire life cycle of them becoming a customer. So maybe before they're ready to buy, but they're trying to gather information. Now they're interested in buying and narrowing it down. Now they actually buy. And then guess what you can use your video to do after they buy? How to use your product. Sounds kind of smart.
So use YouTube. The same answer said two different ways.
I think there's a theme. We definitely have a theme. All right, so please remember, we are broadcasting live here from Houston, Texas, and Matt and I, we are your testing and measuring gurus.
Gurus.
If you are interested, this is a good podcast. We're the most popular podcast in the known universe and have been since the beginning of our podcast. If you like what we're giving out here, you probably want our 17 tips, and you can get our 17 tips by going to ewebresults.com/SEO tips.
And it's on the honeymoon.
Yeah.
Or the sunset.
It's on the sunset. It's probably going to get replaced by something else. So if you want some
if you want the tips, they're good. Get them now.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. We're not saying our future tips will be bad. I just want to clarify that the future tips are going to continue to be great and better. We've got a great article today. We're actually talking with, we're actually covering an article by, let me pull this up. Where is it? It's right here. His name is Jim Yu, and it's 14 ways to get smarter with your content and SEO. So punch in the face to you, Jim Yu. We'll be going to get into the meat of our podcast here in just a second. As we're trying to get into the meat, hey, if this is the first time you've listened to the podcast, howdy, welcome to the podcast. If you've listened to this podcast before, you know what section we're going to actually go through, and you also know why I have a tear. See it? It's a tear. I had to get a tear tattoo. Yeah. Okay. Had to get a tear tattoo. See, I get a tear tattoo under my right eye every time we go a week without a review. We did not get a review. So we're going to tell you how to help me. So please help me.
I mean, if we started at 3:30 on time.
Yeah. maybe we get more reviews. It's definitely a possibility. So there are lots of ways you can leave us a review. And one of them has three steps. Go on to iTunes, create an account, write a review. Another place that you can leave us a review is on our Google My Business page. All you need to do, it's hard to get to, like if I read the URL, you'd be like, okay, this is retarded, stop reading it. All you have to do is go to ewebresults.com/G+, and that will take you to our search engine optimization page. It actually takes you to a result page of us, and you can leave a review right there. So please make that review 5 stars.
The cold came out on that one.
Next, you can leave us a review on Stitcher. Hopefully they fixed some ailments they had before. Just go on to Stitcher. In fact, we made it easy for you to get Stitcher. ewebresults.com/Stitcher. Takes you right there. And finally, on Yelp, if you could leave us a review, just go to ewebresults.com/Yelp. Yep. That's it. You're trying not to say it, and there's really no way around it, right?
I didn't want to Yelp.
Yeah. All right. So so there are two parts of our contest that we run each and every week. One part is we got to get a review. We just covered how you can leave us a review so we can avoid that section next time. The other part is we have to get 10 Shikos. What is a Shiko?
It's a share and it's like and it's follow, but I think that there should be like a hand signal.
Like a Shiko signal or a dance. Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, well, like do the Shiko. Doesn't that sound like something?
I like do the Shiko. I think you've seen me do this. When we get Shikos, we actually do the Shiko.
I don't remember it. Could you do a Shiko?
Absolutely, I can do the Shiko. So the Shiko is very much like the safety dance. You can Shiko if you want. We got a Shiko. So if you want us to see us do the Shiko dance, we just need you to Shiko us on our profiles on these platforms, and you can Shiko us at, I don't know, you can Shiko us at GT Plus, share, like, and follow. Yeah, you can go to, you can't do that.
You know what would be awesome? If we streamed Twitter feeds.
Oh, that would be cool.
While we were going.
In the background. Yeah. I like that. So go onto our profiles. Go to places like facebook.com/...
eWebResults.
YouTube.com/...
eWebResults.
Instagram.com/...
Not ZWebResults, but eWebResults.
eWebResults. And LinkedIn.com/company/...
eWebResults.
And all of those are places you can Shiko, share, like, and follow us.
Here.
Please do that. He's going to write that.
eWebResults.
Next, if you're a PHP genius or a WordPress guru, go ahead and call and leave an audio resume, 713-510-7846. If you would like a free... it's no longer free. If you would like a comprehensive website profit analysis by popular demand, it's no longer free. We will get one for you. It's got a $9.99 value. We're actually giving it away for $4.99.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. And if you get that free profit analysis, why wouldn't you, right? You want to know what's going on with your website.
Yes.
That $4.99 actually applies to any services that you would use us for in the future. So
you're just giving all kinds of stuff away.
I'm just giving it away. So you can get that by going to eWebResults.com and then click the... It probably still says free. We're going to have to change that. Free website analysis. We're going to have to change
all
that.
Right. To do
if you twist our arm, there's a couple things that could still happen. You might be able to get it. Yeah.
So a lot of change is happening.
Yes.
We're getting blown up by people. Too many calls. We're shutting down the phone lines, are we not?
And we're going to shut down the phone lines, yeah.
So.
We are, yeah.
People like Manny, shout out to you. You're going to get the special phone number. New inbound calls will go to pre-recorded line. They'll be able to leave a message. They'll be able to schedule a 15-minute call. Just letting you know, we're just getting
too inundated, yeah.
With too many inbound calls, and so we're going to have to kind of limit it a little bit.
Yep.
We appreciate all the support. We appreciate all y'all out there. We look forward to working with you. We're getting a lot of good, good reports back or testimonials.
I got to tell you, I'm not just kissing up to you.
Yeah.
Our podcast listeners are our best customers. Like, just... It's just how it is, right? So they come to this, they know stuff, they're interested in learning stuff, they can support stuff, they give us like, well, what about this? And we're like, great, that's the right thing to do. I wouldn't have thought of it because I don't know your industry. I do know internet marketing. That's the right thing to do, so let's kick it off. So, punch in the face.
Yeah, and I mean, that's kind of a little, well.
Yeah.
So, co-piloting, right?
Yeah.
So really, we've had a lot of success in some really challenging industries that we actually haven't actually worked in that vertical previously by co-partnering with you and building the content together, and we're hitting some home runs.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
So we really think...
Literally, the client this morning was like, I just need you to give me more of these. And like, we're doing...
That's what we do.
We gave you that one.
Yeah.
We're also trying to give you more of these.
It's
so.
Like every day. And I was like... Let's do it.
Boom.
Yeah.
All right. So that is the... Actually, I do have one small piece of news. And that small piece of news that I found was...
We don't have air conditioning here.
Amazon is moving to deliver the last mile. You know, right now, that last mile, Amazon has warehouses all over the country. They're using like UPS. They're using FedEx. They're about to start a delivery service, effectively, for their own stuff where they deliver that last mile.
Yeah. So could you speak to maybe the... What you were talking about with Google maybe stopping the emails in 2018?
So the emails that they're going to stop are... this is related to paid, right?
Yeah, competitor targeted?
No, it's not that. And so I know you are really nervous because some of the tricks that were up our collective sleeves you thought were going away. What is going away is they're no longer going to peruse or skim the content of the email and then allow you to send ads based on the content of the email. Mm. That's about to end. I got confused. I thought it was they were going to end some. I said email in general, and I think you almost passed out. Like that was almost happening.
I'm going to read that article, guys, before we get on the next podcast, because there's definitely some changes. Saw some changes with Facebook today, actually, too. They weren't letting us target different demographics and different like job titles and schools and stuff. Don't know what it's about yet. But I was like, okay, if we get rid of that, you know, there's a lot of limiting factors going forward. So I don't know. A lot of changes, it seems like, are happening in the PPC landscape.
If you notice any changes, send us an email, podcast@ewebresults.com. Because that's the only email that it could be. and let us know. All right, we need to jump into
email directly.
We need to jump right into this podcast. I mean, into this content. All right, this again, punch in the face to Jim Yu. 14 ways to get smarter with your content and SEO. Great article. If you can, I don't have Jim Yu's Twitter handle, but you could certainly tweet and mention his name. Maybe you can find him. This article was posted at Search Engine Land, and if you're going to tweet, go ahead and include us, hashtag SEO Podcast, tag us at Best SEO Podcast at eWeb Results.
At Get Smart.
And so he's talking about 14 ways to get smarter with your content. I don't know. Have you heard of SMART goals? Have you heard of the concept of SMART goals?
And, yes.
All right. So
at nauseam.
Specific. what is it? Measurable. Attainable.
Realistic.
And time frame. And I don't think attainable. It wasn't attainable. It was something else. Timely. No, time frame. Anyway, so those are SMART goals. Achievable and relevant.
Tangible.
Not reasonable, but relevant. Yeah. Anyway, so that's like what a goal is. So what Jim did is he went through and he said, well, let's make SMART goals to make your content and SEO smarter. I like it. Looks pretty good. So he says, content is the vehicle that drives your consumer interactions, your engagements, the experiences, and ultimately conversions, right? So content is your website. Your website is absolutely zero without content. Even if you just put up a WordPress template, the images are content. Like, that's content. You want to do more with that. It's really important. 41% of marketers think their organization is successfully managing their content marketing. So
they self-admit they're not doing very good.
Yeah, most of them, right. And then, let's see, only 20% of B2C, business to consumer, and 50% of B2B content earns any engagement at all.
This is horrible, people.
Yeah, 20%. So think about if you're engage somebody in content generation for you, and think about how only 20% of it is actually getting engaged with. The rest of it is just nothing's happening. Stop generating content and winning zero business. Let's jump into these SMART goals, right? That makes sense. And this is going to be 14 specific ways to make your marketing more effective. Number one, specific, this is S from SMART, right? Specific content wins every time. So content is not about what your marketing wants to say. It's about providing insight and information that your audience actually wants to hear, right? So that's the overview of the S. Point number one, get to know your audience. We talk about this in the podcast all the time. It's about targeting. Who is your audience? How do they communicate? For an example, know where they are in their buying process when you're speaking to them. So don't try and sell them when they're trying to gather information, right?
The fish are.
Yeah, absolutely. Next, number two, discover opportunities through topical research. So the search engine results pages, your competitors may be other companies, but remember, on a search engine result page, your competitors may be not your competitors, right? People competing for space may be just a blogger, right? A brand, an influencer, or more. Make sure you have the bigger picture. Who are you really up against?
Everybody.
Everybody who wants that position, right? Whether it's your actual competition or not. Evaluate the content gaps that exist and then target your content for that.
So I think what I'm going to do, because this is the SMART goals,
right,
is I'm going to let you talk,
right,
and in like three words or less,
right,
I'm going to like
summarize it.
Synopsis.
You're going to be smart.
And I'm going to be smart.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want? Remember, you volunteered for this. Next, choose content formats wisely. All right, don't limit yourself. A single piece of content, he said, can incorporate several types of media. I say should incorporate other types of media. Should we give our trick about media, like content generation, that we were kind of brainstorming this morning and talking about how effective it was?
Sure.
So what we've started doing is getting our customers to actually make short videos of the content that they would like. It's easier for them to do. Some customers hate video and don't want to be on video, but we're not going to promote it. We use that video to actually drive the content that we're going to make. And if possible, we get them to rework the video so that we can post it live.
We're just about making their life easier. And
yep.
So a lot of people, it's way easier to talk than it is to write. And,
yep.
On response times with emails and bullet points and lists, just give it to me right now. We'll record it. We got it. We'll get running. So
remember all the pieces of content you could have: socially shareable images, quick video clips. We just mentioned that, embedded media, slide shares, things like that. All right, so that's the S part of our SMART. Specific content wins every time. Oh, now we need the 3-word breakdown of choose content formats wisely.
Choose wisely.
That's two words. I'm impressed.
Content. Comma.
Now that's
content.
That's like Yoda.
Yes, I actually was like, what is a Yoda quote here?
Yes. So next is the M. Measurable content delivers on the metrics that matter. Just 2 years ago, only 20% of B2B, business-to-business respondents said that they were successfully tracking ROI. Now, the number is like 70% are measuring their ROI, 51% are measuring against their plan to make sure they're moving towards their goals, and 79% are using analytics tools. What we want to say is make them measurable. Make your goals measurable. And this is what the test and measure gurus have to add. So, number 4, under measurable content delivers, choose metrics that matter and align with your business goals, right? So, measure your content's performance, talk about lead generation, nurturing. So, here's an example with a client that we were meeting with just today. We're like, well, so what are some of the measurable goals? And he goes, well, here's a measurable goal that I'm going after. He uses HubSpot, so he's lead scored all of the people who have ever interacted with him. HubSpot's a pretty awesome platform. So in this particular case, he's using it to actually score the leads that have come in. And he's looking for the number of high score leads that have filled out a form, right? That's that. And make sure that you're nurturing them through the process, right? Through nurturing, conversion, lead generation, retention, and ultimately, he calls it evangelism. You know what we're talking about, like a high quality customer. What are they called? I went to one convention, they called them apostles. You wanna have apostles for your business. So that's pretty good. And your summary for choose metrics that matter and align with your business goals?
Get some KPIs.
Get some KPIs. I like it. Number 5, make search engine optimization a core component of content creation. So you want to apply readability standards, optimize title tags, subheadings, images. This is all SEO 101 stuff, right? Meta descriptions. I decided to highlight meta descriptions. Why are meta descriptions so important, right? When you think about, first off, where does a meta description show up? It shows up in the search engine result page, right? It's the text that's under the link that gets them to your site. We say that's the first opportunity for SEO, search engine visitor optimization. If you're leading them, you want to be one, engaging and enticing, and then you want to make sure that you're setting the expectation. That's the 3 E's of title descriptions. Engaging, enticing, setting the expectation.
3 times fast.
Engaging, exciting, setting the expectation. I like it. So make sure you're doing that with your meta description. Sometimes when we say meta, and often when we say meta, people are like, their eyes glaze over and they're like, that's not important anymore. Your meta description is absolutely important.
I like that word.
And make sure you're using like smart internal linking. So that's number 5. So what is your synopsis of make search engine optimization a core component of content creation?
Make content.
Make content.
And tag it.
And tag it. Tag it as one word.
Tag it.
All right, six, accelerate with automation. So think about what the most important KPIs you are. And this is all me, right, because I wanted to kind of break off from what he had said. What are the most important KPIs for your business? And then automate them, right? So we obviously, for each of our clients, we have what's called an MRC, monthly results call. We review all the data that we're collecting for our clients and we automate it. So in some of these cases, we have to automate it with process, right? Hey, yeah. Here's the process. You're the executive assistant. We need you to pull these reports on a monthly basis and give some sort of abbreviation of that.
That's not automation. That's delegation.
No, but that's process. Yeah. Right, that's process automation, yeah. Right? And the other one is system automation, right? So where you can take get into Google Analytics and actually have it automate reports, and we've got dashboards, and so there's a lot of what we do for our clients on a monthly basis come directly from our dashboards. So
that's how you get more bandwidth, is just build in processes and then truly automate it where the computer does it and not a human. You can also outsource it.
Yep.
There's a lot of different things you can do, but it's all about time efficiency.
Yeah, and the more efficient you are, the more time you have to actually focus on what the data is telling you.
Absolutely.
And that's really important. So your synopsis for accelerate and automate with automation?
Be a data scientist.
Be a data scientist. I like it. I like it. A, all right, so this is part of our SMART goals. This is from Jim Yu, 14 ways to get smarter with your content and SEO. A stands for actionable content is always on and ready for activation. So he's talking about evergreen content, right? So evergreen content is like, you know, what is the evergreen tree? It's green throughout the year. It never changes color, drops the leaves, and starts anew. It's always green. It doesn't grow money. It doesn't grow money. Now, evergreen content can grow money.
Woo!
Yes. Woo! If you do it right. So that's content that people are interested in time and time again, and it's going to stay top of mind. So number seven, his point under actionable content is always on and ready for activation, is empower your content creators with technical SEO support. So... yeah, so imagine you've got these brilliant content creators and they're like, you got the most brilliant video guy, you have the most brilliant the most brilliant content writer, you've got the most brilliant description title tag writer, right? And then your pages take 10 seconds to load.
Ooh.
It's not gonna work. It's just not gonna work, right? So make sure that you get the technical component right. Site structure and hierarchy, metadata, mobile readiness, internal linking, site speed, coding errors, make sure they're gone, and make sure that you're not adversely affecting your content's ability to rank, and make sure that you have the ability to, that your customers, your targets, have the ability to find and engage with your content. That's number seven, empower your content creators with technical SEO support.
Get textbook on it.
Get textbook on it. That's like Pulp Fiction. I like it. Number eight, optimize your activation across multiple channels, right? So this is number eight, and this is 14 ways to get smarter with your content and SEO. So this is push your content to different venues, right? To different channels. Twitter, Facebook. But don't forget, everyone's probably doing Twitter and Facebook, hopefully. If you're not, you need to start immediately. But don't forget LinkedIn, YouTube, Pinterest, Instagram, G+. Right? So make sure you're optimizing your social posts. But, you know, okay, so great. We just gave you a list of posts, platforms and channels you should put it on. But make sure you're optimizing that content for those platforms, right? You've got to be aware of what you're posting and where you're posting.
So the way that I look at that social is it's kind of like a sifter, right?
Right.
So make sure you set up all the tags, right? You got to set up all the tags to play the game properly. But set up all the tags and then move with a couple $100 if you got it. Move it around to the different platforms and see what your message resonates best with if you don't know.
Right.
Like if you can't target and go fish where the fish are, you can move that around a little bit and you'll see where you're getting traction. Look at your analytics. You'll see time on page. You'll see how many pages they looked at. Bounce rate, that sort of thing, and you'll get an idea of what platforms respond the best for what clients, and also some of the platforms we talk about that are not as prevalent. It's not as competitive,
yeah.
Right? Like so, Bing, for example, for Google. Once you got a good campaign, you push it out to Google, you push it out to Bing, and not as much traffic,
right?
But highly engaged traffic, cheaper. So you just got to kind of move it around like it's like a like sand, and you're kind of sifting it, and you'll see what happens. It's a really kind of interesting
process
with social.
Says the test and measuring guru. All right, so what is your summary for optimize for activation across multiple channels?
Try some.
By the way, your whole little piece right there, I feel like you've read the article ahead, because this next one really talks about what you just did. Yeah. So the R in SMART is resonate with content promotion and relevant channels, right? So that's the whole section. Number 9. Amplify in social channels for early traction. So this is, again, parallels with what you're saying. Low spend minimums on channels like Twitter and Facebook make it affordable to run experiments. Another name for experiments is testing and measuring. So what it enables you to do is to figure out who is converting, right? And that's where you want to allocate your content promotion budget. So if you're using Twitter or Facebook and you're figuring out, and LinkedIn, you're figuring out, hey, this content's resonating with all of my LinkedIn audience, I have a bigger budget, I just wanted to spend a little bit up front, let's push all of that budget over to LinkedIn and take advantage of that engagement.
So one of the things I noticed in this article was right here, was talking about the initial boost.
Yes.
Like where you can kind of juice rankings a little bit and trip some of the algorithms.
Yep.
And you know, this talks about, I think it talks about Facebook and Twitter, but you know, I wrote on there Google.
Yeah.
Right? Because we've seen it, right? We've seen it when you run PP tree. It's
that's
hot.
The tree you pee on.
PPC traffic to a website, it increases the click-through rate, more visitors, and Google takes that, I believe, and goes, hey, this must be more exciting and visible. I'm going to push it up in the SEO ranking. So your PPC traffic does actually affect on all platforms your organic traffic.
And it's a great way to kind of test and measure. You know, if you're thinking about, hey, one of the things we're about to mention, I think, is email. Look, number 11 is email. Oh. So let's do that. So when you're thinking about, hey, what is the title that's going to get the most engagement? Break it down to 3 titles, run 3 little short PPC campaigns, and figure out which one gets the best click-through rate, and boom, you've got your email title. I believe that's a pro tip. And
well, you can put it out on Twitter for free.
Oh, yeah, that too. Which that's ones get engaged? Yeah. That's a pro tip.
Pro,
not cray cray. All right, next. I mean, so amplify in social channels for early transaction.
Yes.
I like it. Number 10. It is hot in here, by the way. The AC that wasn't fixed last Friday is still not fixed.
It just
right.
broke again.
Yeah.
It's killer.
10. Syndicate and use paid promotion to reach target audiences outside of your existing network. Syndication takes your content and republishes it in other places that you have not been exposed to. Paid syndication services like Outbrain, Taboola, and Zemanta are ones that you could use. Now,
Outbrain. I vote Outbrain, just FYI.
Yep, that's certainly something we know a little something about. Do it wrong and risk a Google penalty. So don't risk a Google penalty.
I actually would like to read this article. I need to read this. Stan Sullivan, Syndicated Pieces. I just want to make sure I'm following the rules.
So the article, I did read the article. What the article said, yeah, I read that article. So what the article says...
I work too hard. I read too much.
So what the article says is that if you're syndicating and it's legitimate and you're getting good content that adds value out there, good. But if you're just link building, right? If that's your whole purpose and you're syndicating lots of articles that are useless, unvaluable, that are written by people who don't know the subject matter, you will get dinged.
Oh, is that a private blog network?
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So what is your summary? Syndicate and use paid promotion to reach targeted audiences outside your existing network.
Use Outbrain.
I like it. Don't forget, email is number 11. It says 86% of people. This is interesting. I had to quote I highlighted who did this survey because it's a little counterintuitive. 86% of people want to receive emails at least monthly from companies they deal with. Did you know that?
Yeah, actually, there's been a lot of data out there statistically that show the more constant contact you provide, like even weekly, even daily, you build that relationship with the individual, and like people, well, every 6 months it's spam,
right?
Like you want to be really tight with your customers.
Yep.
And so, you know, I've read a ton of data support more contact.
All I've got to ask is if 86% want to receive that monthly email, why don't they open it? And that data was from Marketing Sherpa survey found it was 2015. So your summary for don't forget email?
Put value in email and people
put
will open.
Value in email and people will. All right. T for tangible. Our guru is getting overheated. T for tangible business results are derived from smart content. These are our last three. Number 12. Make content profitable with CTAs that drive performance, right? What actions would you like the readers to take, right? And don't forget to include embedded performance tracking for both site traffic and conversions. We've actually kind of split out an entire product line for our company, which is focused on, are you tracking your goals right? So step one, let's lay that foundation. Do you have the analytics on there? Do you have the Facebook pixel, the LinkedIn pixel, the Google Analytics, and the goals identified in your Google Analytics? Are all of those things in place? It's really important to do.
Absolutely.
So, your summary for make content profitable with CTAs that drive performance?
Track it.
Track it. Number 13, incorporate elements that support multiple business functions, right? So, when you have elements of your content that can support, make sure that they support brand authority, that they inspire, that they educate, that they encourage, and that they generate more engagement. Incorporate testimonials into your content. I feel like there's a mantra around here, eWeb, where's the testimonial, right? It's like, where's the beef lady? Where's the testimonial?
Well, yeah, so I've definitely, every website that I see, I want to have, or landing page, website,
yep.
Landing page, I want to see a testimonial.
Yeah.
Because data sells, testimonial sell.
Yeah.
Data tells, yep. Testimonial sells, and really, don't hide them away. Put them on every page. Let other people, third-party people, sell for you.
Yep, absolutely. So your summary for incorporate elements that support multiple business functions?
Testimonials.
Testimonials, use I like them. It. Punch in the face to Nolan Davis for tuning in. Boom, number 14.
Boom.
By the way, the video is awesome, and Matt hasn't seen it yet. Improve ROI with ongoing content management and optimization, right? You need to schedule time to visit your popular content. To revisit your popular content. That's the content that used to be real popular and is maybe less popular. So how do you need to tweak it to make it evergreen? Or that content that is popular and is still popular, maybe you need to be updating it because eventually it won't be popular.
Well, I mean, look, every client we talk to, they're like, hey, I was ranked on the first page of Google, now I've fallen off. I was in the 3-pack earlier today, I've fallen out. Like, what do I need to do? And everybody wishes the internet was static. Trust us, we do too, but it's constantly moving, it's organic, it's changing, and you got to keep doing things to stay competitive. And listening to this podcast is step one, talking to us is step two, take action and call us step three, and then use our product step four. And this is a very CTA.
Yeah, yeah. That's a CTA.
That's a CTA.
Call to action. What was the actual action you wanted them to take?
Start the process and we'll nurture you as
fill out the form on the website,
yes.
eWebResults.com. All right, and to wrap this all up, smart content is always on, always optimized, and most importantly, profitable.
Woo!
Jim, you punch in the face to you, Mr. You.
Shaco.
We Shaco. Really, the Shaco dance. We can Shaco if you want to. All right.
Shaco if you want to.
All right. All right, we're going to give a punch in the face to Karima. Is that right?
Yeah.
Punch in the face to you, Karima. She
calling in.
We just spoke with her on the phone. Great conversation. Hopefully you got great value. Well, I know you got great value out of it. We'll be seeing more of you. All right. Let's see. So to wrap this up, hey, if you would like to grow your business with the largest, simplest marketing tool on the planet,
The internet.
Then give us a call for increased revenue in your business, 713-592-6724. If you have a referral, somebody who's interested in any aspect of internet marketing, send them to us. When they pay their bill, we will pay you. We have that referral program in place.
And we're going to blow it up.
If
we're going to blow that up.
Doing networking, business networking in Houston, go to upsocialnetwork.com. Next event is Tuesday, so join us. Please remember, we're filmed live here at 5999 West 34th Street, Suite 106. I know I missed. Did I miss something? 106, Houston, Texas, 77092. We are live. If you would like a video, audio, or a transcript of this podcast, you can get it on our podcast, ewebresults.com. And then I feel like there's one other thing that we should do, but I don't know what it is.
Well, yeah. Let's do something special. I don't know. I feel like, yeah, we need something.
What unison? We're gonna do the Shaiko dance.
We're gonna start the Shaiko dance.
Almost the Shaiko dance should have another letter like a S. MCA.
What is it?
Shy. Share, like, and follow. Right? Share, like, and follow.
It's like the new YMCA.
All right. You guys have made us the most popular internet marketing podcast on iTunes. This is probably the only video that you really, really needed to watch because there was Shaiko dancing. Thank you for making us the most popular internet marketing podcast on iTunes. It is because of you. Go ahead and contact with us, engage with us, Shaiko us, send us an email, podcast@ewebresults.com, and we'll have conversations with you live and in our podcast. Until the next podcast, my name is Chris Burris.
Matt Bertram.
Bye-bye for now. So you were channeling Yoda today for your like three word summary of each of the points.
Did you know the minister of North Korea?
Right. Okay. I don't know him.
Okay. I don't know him either. But literally, he put in a textbook that got published a picture of Yoda next to, I think, Kim Jong-il signing it or something.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I think
with Yoda.
Or I feel like it was Saudi Arabia. It was okay. Saudi Arabia. It was totally Saudi Arabia, and it was like the Sheikh or whatever, or I don't know who.
Right.
But it's someone important, and there was Yoda sitting next to him, and it went out in the textbooks, and he got fired.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you trying to divert from the fact that on number 8 your 3 word was like 18 words? Is that what you're doing?
I don't know. It's hot in here.
I think it was a good dub. It's hot. Share, like, follow. Boom!
Thanks.
All right, and then we'll do...